Hello, everyone, and welcome to the premiere episode of the Synthetic Logic Podcast. I am Mike Mertes, and with me here, I have my co-host, Nikos. Nikos,
hello.
How are you doing today, man?
I am fantastic. Just surviving this coronavirus-filled world we live in now.
Yeah, man, what a crazy, crazy 2020 it's been. I mean, yeah. From all aspects, personally in my life, professionally, it's just been one crazy ass year for sure. But I'm glad you're safe. I'm glad I'm safe. Thankfully, all our immediate family members and friends have been very, very safe during this whole pandemic. Thankfully, most of our family members, I would say, and most of our very close friends and relatives at least have some sort of logic to them. And, you know, they practice social distancing and all that stuff.
Others perhaps they have some synthetic.
Exactly. See, got to do that tie in there. Got to do that tie
in
there.
Got to throw it in there.
So, folks, for those of you who may have heard Nikos and I together on a podcast before, you may know that podcast as the Casual Mark Wrestling Podcast, a podcast that we actually started about 5 years ago, strictly talking about professional wrestling, WWE, New Japan Pro Wrestling, and all that. And, you know, we had such an excellent run with the podcast, and we've had so many changes and everything with it, but it kind of got to a point where wrestling just wasn't really fun to talk about for a myriad of reasons. Of course, the pandemic, all of these allegations of sexual misconduct coming out from all these different wrestlers. To be absolutely honest with you, and Nikos, I think you actually said it, is it's almost kind of embarrassing to be a wrestling fan. It's a weird feeling. It was a really weird feeling. And as much as I loved what we did on the Casual Mark Wrestling Podcast, we almost kind of wrote ourselves into a corner where, you know, we're going to get together, we're going to talk about some stuff, but the only thing we can really talk is professional wrestling. And you and I, we have a diverse background. We love movies. We love music. We love video games, anime, books. The list goes on and on. So, you know, quite like the Casual Mark Wrestling Podcast, you kind of brought up that, the CMWP ran its course and you wanted to start something new. What was kind of your inspiration for starting this podcast?
Well, like you said, like it just as much as fun as I had on the Casual Mark Podcast, and I had fun with you, Caleb, and when we had Frank and Chris, it was a good time. But like you said, it kind of got to the point where we kind of were just going through the motions, really. Like it was, we almost had it so structured that it was really, like you said, kind of not fun to talk about anymore. And then when that sexual abuse allegations came out, it kind of just made me just sick to my stomach to read some of the things that I read. And I was like, you know what? This has run its course. But I still want to do a podcast because I feel like I have a wealth of knowledge that I would like to share with anybody who would love to listen. So I kind of just thought about it and I was just like, what do I love that Mike loves? And I was like, okay, first of all, music. Great. What else do we love? We both love movies, like you said. Then I thought about it. Video games, cosplay, cons, comics, the list goes on. And I figured, you know, I still want to do a podcast and, you know, you're one of my best friends. I love getting together with you and talking all sorts of things. I mean, this is going to be more of just like a casual conversation as opposed to being very structured like the Casual Mark Podcast was. So I'm hoping that, you know, we can just share some things that we love and hopefully we'll introduce people to some new music, to some new movies, to new video games, to cons. I definitely want to have my fiance on here. She's expert cosplayer. We can go that route. It just with the Synthetic Logic Podcast, we can branch out and do more things and not every week just come back and be like, oh, okay, we're going to talk about wrestling this week. So that's my goal. I would love for it to be as big as we got the Casual Mark Podcast. I know that'll take time, but I figured We have a plethora of topics that we can cover on, and it won't become so repetitive that even we get bored.
Absolutely. I mean, you said it best. This is kind of, in summary, the every person's podcast. Doesn't matter if you like, you know, you just like pro wrestling. We'll talk about pro wrestling every once in a while. Yeah. We'll talk about video games.
Interesting happens, we'll definitely talk about it.
Exactly. So it's a little bit of everything, and we'll make sure that, you know, when we're putting up the episode descriptions, that you guys get a good idea of what we're talking about. So, you know, if it's something you're super passionate about, then it's a must download. Maybe it's something you've never really experienced before, and you're wondering, like, okay, these guys are also into this stuff? Like, how does that translate? Like, what's their thoughts? Like, you know, do you, when you look at Mike and Nikos, do you see two guys that watch anime? Maybe yes, maybe no. But I mean, I know on my end, I've got, you know, really early anime knowledge all the way from like the late 70s, all the way through the 80s and stuff like that. And you do as well. We've watched different shows. We've watched some of the same stuff. We've watched, you know, OVAs, all sorts of stuff. Video games, you know, we can run the gamut on that. You know, it was great, folks, because I'm sitting in my pool and we're talking about doing this podcast and we're texting each other back and forth. And we've basically already laid out like 12 to 14 episodes, which is huge. It's like, oh, okay, well, we can talk about this. We can talk about that. We can do this. We can go this direction. And, you know, by that point, we're going to know right away, like, what works, what doesn't work. So we appreciate you guys taking this opportunity to really tune in, to download this first episode and listen to us, because that's exactly what this episode is. It's an introduction episode. You know, we're really not going to go too in-depth as far as topics go. This is kind of a teaser to make sure that, you know, you guys can get hooked up to all our feeds, because, you know, total transparency, we're working on the websites, we're getting our social networking sites set up, SoundCloud, all of that jazz. We're getting everything set up, and we want you guys to be geared up, ready to go, so when episode 2 hits, you're simply just ready to go and you're ready to dive in. And we will go ahead and, spoiler alert, we'll tell you what is to come. And our first, you know, real episodes, episode 2 and episode 3, is going to focus on both my as well as Nikos's top 5 synthwave tracks, which synthwave is really a genre that is just exploded and has developed into subgenres, soundtracks, among other things. And I'm super excited to talk about my top 5, you know, how I got into the genre, and I'm really excited to hear Nikos' side of it as well. We've both gone to play concerts and stuff together. I'm super, super pumped for it. I mean, and that's just our first 2 episodes. I mean, Nikos, out of all the stuff we've talked about, like, what are you really pumped to talk about on this podcast?
Personally, I'm really excited to dive into the movies and TV shows, because I have seen so many movies, more than I probably care to ever admit to anybody. I own hundreds of DVDs, digital copies, Blu-rays, name it. I probably own the movie, or I have seen it at least. I actually ran through the IMDb top 100, and I think I saw like 85.
Damn.
Of the top 100. So, like, that's probably what I'm most excited to talk about. And just to kind of piggyback off what you were saying before, is like, I really want this to be a lot more interactive than the casual mark. And I would really love for people to write in and give us suggestions for topics. So if we're going to talk about movies, is there a specific movie you would like us to comment on, or a specific genre you'd like us to comment on? It doesn't necessarily have to be what we personally like. I would love to branch out and hear what other people like. Maybe we'll watch a movie together. One, if we get enough requests, we'll sit down, watch the movie. Maybe we haven't seen it before, then come back and comment on it. Just talking about like the movie aspect will just open up so many more doors for us personally, I think.
Absolutely. I mean, the movie stuff I'm excited with. I mean, my background is, my first job ever was at a video store. And a lot of people, you know, probably our younger audience members are probably like, well, what's a video store?
What? Blockbuster.
Yeah, is that Blockbuster thing? You know, I worked at an independent video store for my first job. It had a porno section. It had all the genres. We had the new releases. I've got, you know, very interesting video store stories, you know, for your first job for a 16-year-old kid. I couldn't be happier. I mean, I had access to almost every form of media at my fingertips, from VHS to DVD to video games. Man, talk about insane times. So, you know, there's a lot of great stories that go with it. You know, Nikos and I both have so much experience in so many different industries too. You know, we've been involved with the music industry to a degree. We've been involved with the video game industry to a degree. You know, I write for a video game magazine on the side. All of this will really just kind of come together. And another thing I'm really, really excited about is the fact that, you know, we're not stuck to that pro wrestling avenue. And with that pro wrestling avenue, we were always like scratching and clawing and doing whatever we could to try to get some attention from the big promotions out there. Like, you know, hey, we want to talk to this guy. We want to do an interview. We want to bring something unique to that. And it was very, very hard to do. And I think Nikos was probably the most successful with that. You know, you were actually able to get Johnny Nitro to do our CMWP intro, or Johnny Mundo, or Impact. I don't even remember what the hell his name is now.
I think it's John Morrison again.
Yeah, he's back to Morrison. He's back to tag teaming. It's like he never left WWE. You know, this avenue with this podcast being so diverse in what we can do, I can already tell you we probably have at least 4 to 5 interviews just from the gaming industry alone that we could bring in, people that have just incredible stories from the past about what the game industry used to be and what it means to them now. And the idea is also to go out and, you know, invite artists onto the podcast, talk about some of their music. Who knows? We can even get directors, post-production coordinators, you know, from the film industry. We got a lot of options, and we are super, super excited to go ahead and bring this stuff out to you guys. So, you know, a couple other great things we're doing, and I'll let Nikos talk about this, is we have a Spotify playlist, and I'll let Nikos kind of talk about what that is and what this means to you guys.
So about 2 weeks ago, if you go to Facebook and go to Synthetic Logic Podcast, I started a song of the day, and it's just been kind of something for me to do every day. And I've been every day, Mike's helped one or two days release some songs, and I'm just picking a song of the day that I really enjoy, that I think other people will enjoy. And what we have gone and done is we've created created a Spotify playlist, and it's public. All you have to do is search for the Synthetic Logic Podcast playlist on Spotify, and you can go ahead and listen to all, I believe I'm on day 15 now, of all the songs that we have chosen for our song of the day. And we'll continue to do that. We may not, you know, every episode talk about music, but every day I'm going to release a song of the day, and it'll go right up on that Spotify playlist. And hopefully it's something you guys will like. It's definitely a little bit synthwave heavy right now, but I definitely do plan on definitely branching off into some other styles of music. The only reason it's been like that is because I figured our first couple episodes were going to be synthwave focused. So that's the route I went, but I definitely just want to introduce people to new music. Maybe you've only heard, you've seen the movie Drive. That's where I know a lot of people started with their synthwave love. And maybe that's the only kind of synthwave you've ever heard. So I would love for you to go on, check the playlist. Mike and I put some great songs on there. Mike himself, Mr. Unleaded Logic over there, has a few tracks on there, including his new ones. So go and check it out. Tell us what you think. And hopefully you'll just, you'll hear a song maybe that'll get stuck in your head for 2-3 weeks, like some of those songs have for me.
And something else that we want to do with this playlist, and especially with this podcast, is, you know, how do you break the podcast? How do you find like a middle ground or a middle point for it? And what we're going to do along with the song of the day is actually the song of the podcast. So again, this is something we're going to be playing as a break on the podcast, and when that happens, that song will actually be a part of the Synthetic Logic podcast playlist. So, you know, I've listened to so many other podcasts in the past where they play this really cool bit of music in between breaks or segments, and you're like, well, what was that? You know, I want to know what that is, and they don't have it posted, so you contact them, they tell you to piss off, and all that other fun stuff. We're not going to do that here. We want to be open, and the biggest thing is, you know, I'm an artist myself. I do, like Nico said, I produce my own music. At the end of the day, we want this stuff to be heard. And we want you to go out there and just listen to the song. So, you know, we want that to be easily accessible, and Spotify just seems to be the way to do it. I somehow convinced Nikos to get away from Apple Music to switch to Spotify. So
I did. No more Apple Music for this guy. Now I'm Spotify.
I don't feel bad. I jumped off my Amazon Music account as well to switch to Spotify. So, good deal there.
Yeah, just to kind of update. So right now on this playlist, like Mike was saying, we have 21 songs. It's about an hour and 30 minutes of music. It includes all of our Days of the Songs, a few Unleaded Logic tracks, like his new track, Vapecation. I'm going to continue to throw in little things for you, Mike. Awesome, by the way. Very, very good. And I just added which will be episode 2, our Mike's top 5 songs. So if you want to go on there and listen, get a little preview, you're more than welcome to. It's good stuff.
Excellent. Well, why don't we introduce the audience to our halfway point for this episode, and we will introduce a song of the podcast, and the song is going to be from the video game soundtrack 1980X, the original soundtrack. If you have not played this game, I'll give you the 30-second elevator pitch. Imagine playing Streets of Rage, Outrun, R-Type, Ninja Gaiden, and a 3D dungeon crawler all in one game, in one tiny little package with some great game music and some great synthwave style music, and you have 1980X. And the track we're actually playing from here is Beating Heart, The Final Fight. And this is from Daniel Rosenquist and Anton Drumberg. This particular song is actually played in the introduction of 1980X. And this is the side-scrolling Streets of Rage homage track to that play style. So this is Beating Heart, The Final Fight. Let's take a listen, and we'll be right back after the song. We'll be right back. that was Beating Heart, The Final Fight from 1980X, the original soundtrack. And while I was playing, I actually went outside, found the nearest person, and went and kicked their ass.
as I was dancing around my living room.
Talk about a song that, you know, for me, starting this game up, there's like no real introduction. The game just starts and this music hits and you're just punching and kicking the crap out of people. Like, my hair is standing up right now. Like, just talk about a track that encapsulates everything of like any beat 'em up, especially like the Streets of Rage series, and really has its own take on it. It almost reminds me of something from the movie Kung Fury. I love this track. So,
I was just going to say that.
Did you hear this track? Have you heard this track before?
No, that's my first time listening to that song. I'm telling you, I was dancing around the room, like air kicking people in the face.
There you go.
My cat may have got launched across the room.
Yeah, we will post this track, obviously, on the Synthetic Logic podcast Spotify list, but I highly, highly, highly recommend that you check out the whole soundtrack. It is available on Spotify as well. It's on every digital music retailer ever. I picked up the vinyl for this. And the game itself, you know, it's a very quick, easy to complete game. It's not anything that you're probably going to spend more than an hour on to complete. But just the overall experience, it was pretty much nailed from every aspect. And there is a promise of a sequel as well. So again, this is just something you can kind of expect from the Synthetic Logic podcast. You know, we talked about one track here, and hopefully you are already out kicking some ass too, and you know, taking out the street punks in the alleyway or whatever else you need to do. But this is the kind of stuff, like, man, like it's 9:30 p.m. Normally I'm tired about this point, and like now I'm super energized and like I'm ready to just blab and blab and blab. So. Expect more to come on that, and just super excited, especially with our top five synthwave episodes that are right around the corner. If you guys dug that, you are definitely going to love what we have coming for sure. And with that, I think we covered pretty much the gamut of what we want to talk about for this introduction episode. Nikos, any words of wisdom as far as where people should check us out at, what to look forward to?
We're on Facebook right now, like I said earlier. Hopefully to branch off into more of the social media realms. Website will be coming. We do have the playlist on Spotify right now. So I just really want people to enjoy themselves. I mean, the world's so crazy right now, and it's kind of hard for people to relax and kind of forget about what's going on. And I know it'll be hard to actually forget what's going on, but if you take a listen to our podcast, they're going to be short, you know, an hour long max, a quick listen, just something that make you forget about what's going on around you. And like I said, hopefully you'll hear some really awesome music that you've never heard before. Maybe you're going to go watch a movie that we recommend, a TV show, an anime. It's just going to be a good time. And hopefully you guys will listen. And if you do, thank you very much.
Yeah, if you guys are listening, then you're already on the right path. And, you know, one thing we want to do with this podcast is we're obviously going to cross promote it with our other brands. You can expect to see posts about this podcast when it's relevant on Unleaded Logic, the Facebook page, the Gamer Logic Facebook page. We'll even use the Casual Mark Wrestling podcast page because we know our legacy fans are out there. Maybe they want to come check out this stuff, or anytime we talk about some pro wrestling news. For those, you know, tidbits, we'll post that on there as well. Come check out the podcast. It is open to everyone. It's all about positivity. Yep. It's all about enjoying the things that are out there, especially when, as Nico said, the world is just freaking crazy and you can't get outside right now without risk of being infected. You know, we really are kind of in our own zombie movie, if you will. Mm-hmm. We just haven't got to the point where we need to go for headshots yet. We're getting there, but we haven't quite got there yet. But that is our introduction episode to the podcast, folks. So stay tuned. There is more to come. I'm Mike Mertes. Nikos, send us off, sir.
Thank you guys for listening, and I hope you guys really, really enjoy the Synthetic Logic podcast. Mike and I will work very hard to make sure you guys are very entertained, so stay tuned for episode 2.
Thanks, and have a great night.